Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good morning. You're listening to WYLL AM 580. To keep up with Illinois public media news throughout the day, be sure to visit us on our website, WYLL.illinois.edu. Now with the pre-opening market report, here's Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Chris, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. A section of the Mississippi River remains closed near Vicksburg this morning. Workers have been skimming oily water around the clock near Vicksburg, Mississippi, ever since a barge carrying 80,000 gallons of oil struck a railroad bridge and began leaking before dawn on Sunday. A Coast Guard spokesperson early this morning said that he did not know when the closed river section might be reopened. At least 47 barges and other vessels are unable to pass as the river remained closed to traffic 8 miles north and 8 miles south of Vicksburg. Leading Democratic and Republican senators pledged yesterday to propel far-reaching immigration legislation through the Senate by summer, providing a possible pathway to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people now in the U.S. illegally. Besides the citizenship provision, including new qualifications, the measure allows more temporary workers to stay and cracks down on employers who would hire illegal immigrants. The legislation would create an effective high-tech employment verification system to ensure that employers do not hire illegal immigrants in the future, and it would allow more low-skill and agricultural workers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is 13,907. It's up 25 points. The NASDAQ, 3146, is down 7. The S&P 500 is at 1501, and it is up 1.5 points.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A big surge of cold air will be settling into the U.S. Midwest now as we move forward through these next 2 or 3 days. And in response to that will be showers and thunderstorms, an increasing northerly wind, and falling temperatures. Quite a contrast in air mass temperatures will likely take place across the region. Yesterday afternoon, we saw temperatures unseasonably warm across the region, at least in the lower parts of the Midwest, where 70-degree temperatures were noted in Kansas, Missouri, portions of Illinois, and 50s, even some 60s, being reported in the lower parts of the Ohio River Basin. The temperatures further north were warm as well, with 30-degree readings occurring across portions of the upper Midwest. And it looks like that today will be a day of transition for the Northwest. We'll likely see much cooler temperatures moving into the region, and that will contrast with still yet another very warm to hot day for this time of the year in the southeast half of the Midwest. The temperature contrast will be really quite impressive. We'll look for temperatures this afternoon to work their way up into the 60s and 70s across a fair amount of the eastern Midwest. And it looks like temperatures, in contrast to that, will be in the 20s and 30s in the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. And as we move into the day tomorrow, high temperatures in the northwestern crop areas will fail to rise above zero, including Minnesota and the Dakotas, and even single digits and teens may work their way into northern Iowa for afternoon temperatures tomorrow in that particular region. Now, the eastern Midwest will still be seeing 50 and 60 degree highs in the eastern parts of the region there, probably from Ohio into Kentucky, but that'll be the last day of the warm weather. Cold, in fact, bitter cold conditions will overrun a big part of the Midwest. Low temperatures As we move into Thursday and Friday mornings, we'll likely plunge into the sub-zero degree range across many areas in the northern Midwest. We expect to see some extreme lows in the negative teens and negative 20s across the Dakotas and Minnesota, with a few negative 30s possible as well. And sub-zero readings will drop down into Iowa, northern Missouri, and portions of northwest and central Illinois. The concern for the soft wheat areas in parts of Missouri and Illinois will begin to increase because of the very warm weather here recently, the lack of snow cover, and the falling temperatures. But with the comment about the lack of snow, there's still hope that maybe a little snow will accumulate as the cold air pushes into the region, as is quite often when you take temperatures and this kind of a contrasting range will often squeeze moisture out of the atmosphere as the temperatures plummet. And I think that'll be the case here. Widespread precipitation will occur across the Midwest over these next 2 days, and we'll likely see some of that precipitation occurring as snow in the western portions of the Midwest, and a band of accumulation maybe running from 1 to 4 inches may occur across some areas from southeastern Nebraska and parts of northeastern Kansas, maybe into Wisconsin, and something locally greater will occur across a part of that band. And some snow of lighter intensity will likely occur in northern Missouri and parts of Illinois that will lay down a little layer of protection perhaps for some of the soft wheat, and we are hoping that that will be sufficient to protect the crop. Now, as the storm system exits out of the region, it will likely have dumped a lot of rain and thunderstorm activity in the eastern half of the Midwest. Moisture totals in some of those eastern areas will likely run from 1/2 to 1.5 inches, and there could easily be some locally greater amounts in a few locations. The abundant rainfall will likely saturate the soil, and some areas could experience a little bit of local flooding. Will for drier weather to occur after the cold air settles into the region, and the coldest conditions will only last for a few days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is set for March 5th at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. We've got some of the best in the business presenting on the hottest topics, including farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, and, of course, our very popular soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Our theme this year is Strategies for Market Profitability in 2013. Guarantee your seat by calling 217-333-7300. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and lunch. When you register with your major credit card, we'll mail your tickets good for our VIP line the day of the event. The number to call is 217-333-7300. Let's look at the overnight electronic trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 834, is up 1.25. In Chicago, March wheat at 780.5 is up 1.25. March corn, 731, up 1.75. July, 720.75, up 0.25. December, 588.25, down 1.75. March soybeans, 1453.5, up 5.75. July, 1429, up 6.25. November, 1315.25, up 5.25. March soybean meal, 422, up 170. March soybean oil, 5217, up 28. February live cattle, 128.72.5, down 22.5. January feeders, 145.87.5, up 7.5. And February lean hogs are 86.95, down 22.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Sort of a quiet market, but I do note that soybeans are very close to grinding to last week's highs.
Yeah, we're only about 4 to 5 cents below last week's highs in the old crop March. Beans in general up 5 to 6 across the board. They've come back from that drop that we had when we hit 58 and went all the way down 20-30. Corn just kind of hanging around 735 last week to about a 14
area. Maybe.
So we're just in a range there right now. We're at 730, 731, up 1 to 1.5. New crop is hanging around 88, down 1.5 to 2. It's got a range of about 85 to 90, just back and forth. Can't decide what to do with them. Part of it's the forecasts of South America. One model says good range where they need it. The other one says staying dry and warm where they need the rain. So that's the big one. Economics around the world are better, so that's helping hold things up. And we continue to have huge bean sales, especially to China, and that's helping hold the beans up.
Meanwhile, we're losing, you know, it appears we're on track to lose another week, where from a seasonal standpoint, you often do see the market rally.
Yep, that's you do seasonally see that at times. Last year, all prices in February for corn and beans were lower than we are now when we set the federal crop numbers. But we did go down then after planting because we planted it so quickly until the hot weather and dry weather started.
Thank you much, Pete.
Have a great one.
Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace in Chicago. March corn at 7:30 and three quarters is up 1.5. July is 7:20 and three quarters up a quarter. December 5.88 and a half down 1.5. March beans 14.54 up 6.25. July 14.29 and a quarter up 6.5. November 13.15 and a quarter up 5.25. March soybean meal 4.21.90 up 1.60. March soybean oil 52.18 up 29. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.